Actually, you know, Yafa Sistem, you did the right thing. Why? She'asoichim, that you're allowed to rent from a goy. Now, even on Shabbos, you could rent from a goy. For the Gemara, toye bo na doy. Now, doy, yes, the kasha was astonished on this. Well, miyam Rav Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Rav Yechanan said like this, that they did right, that when the goy came home for a Shabbos morning into his apartment, that the other Yisraelim went and rented the goy's rishus on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do that? Well, Rav Yechanan, Soiche Kemarav Domi. Rav Yechanan said this Indian that you're allowed to rent from a goy his rights to use the chotzer is like an Erev. Is the Chura, my love, didn't Rav Yechanan mean to say, Ma Ma'arev, just like whenever you make an Eruv HaTzeres, when you have two Yisraelim living together in the same courtyard, you have to make an Eruv HaTzeres, and the halacha from an Erev is, it has to be Chal at the beginning of Shabbos. You have to make the Erev before Shabbos starts. Is Ma Ma'arev Miboy Join. You have to put the Eruv HaTzeres there right before Shkiyah. Is the Chura, Rav Yechanan means to say, Af Soichim Miboy Join. Who are them when you want to rent the goy's rishus in the chotzer, you have to do it mevay joim before Shabbos. So b'zoy here it wouldn't be good. Here before Shabbos the goy wasn't home. The goy first came back to his apartment Shabbos morning. So now luchur it's too late to rent from the goy because the din you could be soichu is like an erev dummy. So what's the story on Rabbi Yechanan? How did Rabbi Yechanan say they did the right thing when they rented the goy's rishus Shabbos morning? Rabbi Yechanan said the inyan of renting from a goy is like an erev dummy. And the chur, just like a ruv chaseres has to dafka be done mevay joim, the chur renting should also dafka have to be mevay joim. After the gemara loy, he meant Rabbi Yechanan means to say like this: Ma ma'ariv v'yafilu b'pochas m'sheva pruta. Just like when you make a ruv chaseres, when you collect a piece of bread from each one of them, there's no din shavi as how much it has to be worth. It could even be worth less than a sheva pruta. The din is it has to be at least a mos and shtei sudis. Let's say bread is very very cheap. And you get a piece of bread less than a sheva pruta, you could use it for an eruv. That's what we came out when we passed him before, that eruv chatzeris is not mishum kinyan, but it's mishum dira. And mishum dira, we said in our community, you don't have to have a sheva pruta. Even if it's worth less than a sheva pruta, still you can make an eruv chatzeris with it. So that's what Yechanan meant to say. That he says a soicher, when you rent from a goy, has a din of an eruv, it means only lakula. That just like you could use a piece of bread less than a sheva pruta for an eruv, who are them when you want to rent the rishus of the goy off the goy, you don't have to give him something worth a sheva pruta, even if it's worth less than a sheva pruta. The top Rashi, loy, my marav v'afilu b'pochis, the lekula akshinu Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan only said lekula, hey, the kulas of din eruv chatzeres apply to this halacha when you want to rent off the goy his rishus. V'loy lechumra, but not to say lechumra, the chol the erevin lehokim. Because any shayla in Hilchos Erevin, since it's only mitzvah rabbanon, we always go lehokil. So therefore, what Yechanan meant to say is, Schiris has the coolest of an Erev, but not the chumris. Right, another cooler is about the Gemara. Oma ma'ariv, afilo schira lekitoy. Just when you want to make an Erev, and we had before, if the goy, even if the goy owns an apartment in this backyard, in the chotzer, but if he has a schira lekitoy, he has a yid, a Jewish person that's working for the goy. He's hired by the goy. So the halacha was, you're allowed to, the schira lekitoy, the workman that's working for the goy, he could be mishtatef in the eruv chatzeres. Since he's a Yisrael, he could put part of the bread in to be mishtatef in the eruv chatzeres. Is af soicher, the same thing. Let's say the schira lekitoy, the workman for the goy, or besides the superintendent, is a goy. He's not a Yisrael. So since he's a goy, he can't make an Erev Chatzeris. But I call upon him, you could rent from the Schiru Lekitoy. Is Av Seicher Afilu Schiru Lekitoy. Who are then, when you want to rent off the goy, his Rishus and the Chatzer, you don't but have to go to the owner, to the goy himself. You could go to a workman, somebody that's working for the goy. Or anybody that has Rishus, to leave something in the goy's Rishus. That's called, you like, his Schiru Lekitoy, and you could rent off that person the rights of the goy. That's why we said we have a superintendent in the apartment house. You go to the superintendent and rent off him the rishus of all the goyim in the apartment. Because since the superintendent is working for all the people in the house, he fixes up the houses, he's called the schiru lekitoy, you go to him and rent off him the rights of all the goyim in the apartment, in the house. So Drashi, Uma ma'ariv afilu schiru lekitoy, denochre im yisraelu. Let's say a Yisrael is working for the goy. We had before that even though the person living in the apartment is a goy, but since the workman is a Yisrael, you go boss of the workman, and the Yisrael has a right to mishtatev in the Yeruv, So all the Yisrael had to do was just put a pot in l'shem for the guy, and he gave a shtar tev neiru b'chaseris. Is af seicher afil schil kitoid de nochri im nochri hu. Let's say the workman for the guy is also a guy. So since he's a guy, he can't make a neiru b'chaseris. He can't give a bread. But I call upon him who maskir reshus adonov l'juri hakotzer. He has a right to rent the reshus of his odin, of the owner of the apartment, to these people that want to make the ruv b'chaseris. Hey, so workmen for the owner could also rent the reshus of the guy to make the Yisrael muta, to make the ruv b'chaseris. That's what he meant to say. Schirai is keriv l'kula. That you don't have to rent off the guy himself, but you go to somebody that's working for the guy, or somebody that has a right to leave some chveitzim in the apartment, you can rent it off him also. The same thing when you make an eruv. Let's say you have five people, five Yisraelim, living in one chotzer. There's five different apartment houses, five different apartments open up to the same backyard. One person can make the eruv, ayidei kulan. See Rashi. Echad marva de kulin could go in beis chatzeris or pesach b'neim. You had two different chatzerim, and there was a door in between them, like the second picture here on the side. The Gerus Abach has. There's a pesach in the middle, and there's a chatzer on the right side and the left side. There's two chatzerim. Or boy la arev zuim zu. They want to make another rule the chatzeris in order to be carried from one chatzer into the other chatzer. Not just the houses that open up into each chatzer make an error for themselves, but they want to make one big error to be able to carry from one house all the way across to the other chatzer, and from one chatzer to the other chatzer. If there's an eitzah, is obol arav zu im zu, echad melech eruvai shel zu, letoich shel zu, ve'vishliach lechaverev, k'netnan bai perkin, chamisha shegobu es eruvin, k'shen molich enoysa lemokim achar, echad melech ayidei kulam. Hey, first let's say on the right chatzer, you have five people, five Yisraelim living there. So first you go collect a pass from all of them, and you put it in one house. Now when they decide they want to make an Erev with the next chotzer, all you have to have is just one of these people take that Erev and put it into the next chotzer. So you don't have to have all five of them come back and take their pass and bring it to the next chotzer. No, one person could be a shliach for all of them, and one person takes all the five passim, or really all you need is just four. And since they put it in one house that the Erev is in doesn't need a pass. So you take the four pasim, and one person can carry it into the next chotzer, that's good. Is Dr. Gemara, the same thing is by Schirus. Is Seichenami, Chamisha, Sheshuyim, Bechotzer Achas, Echot Seichra de Kulim. Let's say you have five Yisrael living in the chotzer, and one guy lives there. The halacha is you have to rent the reshus of the guy first, like to get him out of here. Now, does all five Yisraelim have to go separately to the goy? No. We say it's enough if one Yisrael goes to the goy, and he rents the reshus for the goy, v'shlichas all the other five Yidin. So just one person has to rent for the goy, and that helps everybody. That's the law of the you have three people living in a, you have four apartments in the house, and one lives to a goy, and three belongs to the Yisraelim, so you don't need all three to go to rent from the goy. Just one has to go and rent from the goy's reshus, and he's doing v'shlichas everybody. Hey, so l'kula we say tchiris, has the same halachas like an Erev. So Rashi, Chamisha Yisrael, Sheshruyim im Anokhi b'chotzer achas, Echad mehem soichem im Anokhi b'shvokulam. One person goes to the goy and says, I want to rent now the right you have to use this chotzer for the Shabbos, and that's mutter, it helps everybody. So that was the halacha, that's what Rabbi Yechina meant to say. But Enechanami, L'chumra, we don't say that Tchiris is like an Erev. Enechanami, even though Erev you have to make before Shabbos starts, you can't make an Eruv HaChaseris on Shabbos, but to be Seicher from a Goy, you're allowed to be Seicher from a Goy even on Shabbos. On the side, you forgot to make the Tchiris before Shabbos, you're allowed to, on Shabbos now, be Seicher, give him a piece of bread, and rent his rights to use the Chotzer. Ben Achanayim, the other two Yisrael living there, their Eruv doesn't help, so the only answer for them is, if one is Mavato to the other one. So the Gemara, Toyibo Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer had a kasher on this din that was saying over from Reb Yechinen now. Rashi Toyeva Reb Elezer, Vah Milsa the Amor Liel, Sheasochra Min Anochri, that you are allowed to rent on Shabbos morning from the Goy, V'yachakach Vitlu, and then was saying, after you rent from the Goy, now the other two or three Yisraelim, one has to be Mavato their Rishus to the other one. V'toye means Loshen Loshen Mereach, he like smelled it. My bas time is after by the Zohar Klima. My no machash of a das time is a dover. But yeah, it sounds a little bit funny to him. Is a taka true you could do this? So Reb Elezer started to sink into this halacha, is it true or not? That's what Reb Lezer said. Hey, toye bo Reb Lezer. He had a kasher on this. Amar Reb Zera, my tiyu the Reb Lezer. Reb Zera had shveh faket. What shveh with this halacha? It's a poshtun halacha. Has Reb Lezer, what do you have shveh here? Is Amar Reb Sheshes, Reb Sheshes told back to Reb Zera, Gavra Rabba, to Reb Zera lo yoda maiteya. Is a wonder on you, Reb Zera, you're such a great person, you don't know what's bothering Reb Lezer. Like it's a poshtun of shalom, what's bothering on Reb Lezer? To Reb Lezer, kokashale de Shmuel Rabbi. Reb Lezer had a kasher on Shmuel's Rebbe. Because he was mesupik if this halacha comes out good according to Shmuel. So far we didn't have Shmuel said this halacha. So far we just said Reb Yechin in a paskin like this. But Reb Lezer was mesupik that according to his Rebbe, Shmuel, maybe this din would not come out good. So what? So tomorrow, what was the kasher? The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says like this. Kol mokum. She'oisrin u'ma'arin mivatlin. Kol mokum, we're without an Erev, like two Yisraelim living together, they ask the Zeal Zeh, they don't make an Erev Chatzeris, you can't carry out from your house to the apartment, then the locher is u'ma'arin, you're allowed to make an Erev, and let's say they forgot to make the Erev before Shabbos, then there's a din, you could be mivatl, the Rabbanu will make them. That one Yisrael is mivatl his rishus to the other Yisrael. So it's as if only one Yisrael is living in this chotzer now. So pshit, if there's only one Yisrael living there, it's all one reshus, it all belongs to you, and then you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. So in such a case there, that's the din we have mevatlim. You could be mevatl. See Rashi. Kol mokim shoysun. Ze al ze b'loy eruv. If they want to make an eruv b'chatzeris, it would be also to carry out from your house into the chotzer, where you have now at least two Yisraelim living there. Dimor you write some larib, Yechaylim Larav, and if they wanted to before Shabbos, they could have made an Eruv B'chatzeris. But let's say they forgot to make the Eruv B'chatzeris before Shabbos, then the Locher is Mevatlin. Im Shachachu V'lo Yirvu. If the two Yisraelim forgot to make an Eruv B'chatzeris before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos they want one wants to carry out from his house into the Chatzar, there's an Eitz of Mevatlin Rishusam Liechem. One Yisrael's Mevatla gives up his right in the Chatzar to the other person. Mehen. Veheve Kulei Chatzar Didei. It's as if the whole chotzer only belongs to this one person now. Now this person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other people that were mavato gave up their rights, they have no right to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Only from this one person. Hey, let's say there are five people living in the chotzer. So all four of them were mavato their rishus to one Reuven. So only Reuven now is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other four people are usher. They're not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. So this is the halacha. There's a kula of mavatlin where you forgot to make the Reuven chatzeris before Shabbos. Everybody can mavato to one person. That a koponim, this one person is allowed to carry out. Baita. And another klal Shmuel said was Ma'arvin. Let's say if they want to make an Erev, they could make an Erev. The Yain Oisrin. But if they didn't make an Erev, they don't ask the Zeal Zeh. We'll soon say that's the case of two Chatzerim, is one Keneged, the other one that has a Pesach in between them. Like the second picture on the Bach here. That if they wanted to, they could make an Erev together. But if they don't want to make an Erev together, each one is mutter by themselves, even though they can't go to the other one. Is Ma'arvin V'yein Oisrin, or else Fakir Oisrin, in a case where they do ask the Zeal Zeh, of a V'yein Mi'arvin, you have no heter to make an Eruv B'chatzeris. We'll soon see what the case is in the case of a Goy. The Chur, where you have a Goy living with you, so then the Goy asks on you, and when the Goy is there, you can't make an Eruv B'chatzeris together. So in a case where you can't make an Eruv B'chatzeris, Zok Shmuel, Ein Mevatlin. There's no Yisrael to be Mevatl Zeal Zeh. In these last two cases, one Yisrael, even if he wants to, he can't be Mevatl his Rishus to the other one. That's going to be the kasher in this case. Here we're saying, when the Goy came home Shabbos morning, so now when the Goy is here, you can't, your Erev Chatzeris is bottle. You can't make an Erev right now. First you have to do is rent from the Goy his Rishus. So we said after you rent from the Goy, now you could be Mevatl your Rishus one to the other. And according to the Shmuel, you won't be able to Mevatl your Rishus del Azir. Because this is a case of Ein Marvin. When the Goy comes in, right now the Eruv Chatzeris is not Chal. So any time you can't make an Eruv Chatzeris, Shmuel says he can't be Mevatl del Azir. So that's the theory here we're saying. You could be Mevatl even after the Goy comes back. that your erev is bottled, there's an eitzah to be soicher, first rent the rishus of the goy from this chotzer, and then we said let the two yisraelim be mevatel their rishus to this one yisrael. So I call upon him this one yisrael not to carry out from his house into the chotzer. And according to the Shmuel, that's not emes. Let's see Rashi. What's the case that Shmuel says there is a klal, you could be mevatel zelazir, kegoin beis chatzeris zulifnim izu. You have two chatzeris, the top picture here, one inside the other one. You have a chotzer pnimis, the inside chotzer, that the only way he goes out is only through the chotzer chitzer, the outside one, and then they go to the mavet rishus rabin. So zulifnim izu is ma'arvin. If they want to, they can make a move a chatzeris to carry out from the house into the chotzer together. The ein oitzrin. This is the case. If they want to, they could make an Eruv HaTzeris. If they don't make an Eruv HaTzeris, they ask the Ze'al Ze, because since the Pnimiyah has a right to walk through the Chitzoinom, they ask her on the Bnei Chitzoinom. So that's the first case, that if you want to, you could make an Eruv. Let's say you forgot to make an Eruv. That's the case, you could be Mavato Yerushu Ze'al Ze. So Drashi, Komokam Asu Yishtech HaTzeris Lufnim Izu. If the inner chotzer forgot to make the eruv chatzeris, is osra chitzoinim. They asked her on the outer chotzer. Afilu l'rabbon on the pligul of the Rabbi Kivlin. Moedu the regular surubim koyma, asera surubim koyma. Because the people in the inside chotzer cannot carry out from the house into the chotzer, because they did not make an eruv chatzeris. So Mela, when they walk through the chotzer chitzoinim, they asked to the people in the chotzer chitzoinim, also they can't carry out from the house into the chotzer. Again, the chitzoinim. Nishodris the regal. Sheesh no lem. Now, if they wanted to before Shabbos, they can make one big Erev to make the Chotzer Pnimis and the Chotzer Chitzoinim like one. Let's say that before Shabbos they forgot to make the Erev, for lo yirvu, then Shmuel is moida, mevatlin b'nei Pnimis rishusan lebnei Chitzoinim. The people living on the inside can be mevatel their rishus to the outside Chotzer. Oyster drifts the regular shlesh to yoleh. So male, the inside one is osur, but the outside ones are mutter. This is the case that Shmuel's moedi, you could be mevatel rishus zel azir. Right, what does the Gemara say? Ma'arvin, what's the case you can make an eruv of a v'yein oisrin, they do not ask the zel azir, then the din is ein mevatlin, that Shmuel says, then you can't be mevatel your rishus one to the other, that's kagoyin beis chatzeros, that's the second picture here, that's kagoyin beis chatzeros, you have two different chotzers, u'pesach echad b'neim. In the middle, there's a pesach between the two of them. But the ma'isa, both chotzers has a right to walk on the top out to the rishus rabin. So one chotzer does not have to walk into the next chotzer. This is the case. If they didn't make an eruv chatzeris together, they don't ask the zel zeh. Each one carries in his old chotzer. If they want to, they could make an eruv chatzeris together, because there is a pesach in between them. But if they didn't make it, they don't ask the zel zeh. So in a case where they forgot to make the eruv chatzeris, they're not allowed to carry zeh to zeh, then there's no din mevatel rishus. Even if one chotzer wants to be mevatel their rishus to the next chotzer, there's no takana, they can't do it. So Rashi, shtei chatzeris, psu chayis lemovi, they both open on top to the movi, or the rishus rabin, or pesach b'neim, in between, of this picture, in between the two chotzers, there's also a pesach, an opening to one to the other. Mi'arvin, then they could make an error in reitzin, if they want to. V'yim lo iruv zeem zeh. Let's say they didn't make an eruv together. Izu materos liyatzma, zu materos liyatzma. Each one is mutter by itself, because they don't have to walk through the other chotzer. It's not like the top picture, that there the chotzer pnimis has to walk through the chotzer chitzoyna. That's their only exit out to the rishus rabin. Mashenkin here we're talking about, they both have their own exit to the rishus rabin. Just as the pesach b'neim. So they don't ask the zel zeh, because they don't have to walk to the one to the other. In such a case, look, Shmuel ein mevatlin. Let's say they forgot to make the eruv chatzeris and they want to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. There's no kula, you can't be mevatel zeh lezeh. Ein mevatel rishus shel zeh lezeh. Tloitikin rabbona bitter rishus elahecha diatzri elayu. The rabbonan only made this kula in a case that without the bitter it's mamash osa zeh lezeh. Nobody can carry out from the house into the chotzer. That's a big tzerich. Then the rabbona will make him, you could be mevatel zeh lezeh. But here in this case, each chotzer by themselves could carry out from their house into the chotzer. So it's not such a big tzarech. The rabbanim were not makel to say one chotzer could be mevatel their rishus to the other chotzer, to say you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. That's Shmuel's halacha. In such a case, you can't be mevatel zeh lezeh. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. We hold in all cases, you could be mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer. We'll soon see on numbered days. that we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. But this is Shmuel's halacha, and the third thing Shmuel says is, Vaita, is Oisrin. Let's say the case where the Asa Zeal Zeh, the Ein Marvin, but you're not allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeres together, it's still the din of Ein Mevatin. You can't make a Bittel. Is what is this case? Lasuya Mai, what are we talking about? Lachura, Lav Lasuya Machrin. We have to be talking about you have a Goy here. Because since you have a Goy, that's the case that you can't make an Eruv together. And still we say Ein Mevatin, you can't be Mevatin Yerushus. So Drashi Lav Lasuya Machrin. Shedarim Shnei Yisraelim B'chotzer. So only have one chotzer, that there are three apartments opening up into the chotzer, two of them are belongs to the Yisraelim, and one belongs to a goy. She'oyskren oysay Shnei Yisraelim Ze'al Ze'al, the two Yisraelim Takasa Ze'al Ze'al, aber ve'ein Yecholim Larev, b'shul anochri. The way it stands right now, an Erev Chatzeres doesn't help, because since you have a goy in this chotzer, it doesn't let you do it. U'kamrina, and still Shmuel says, the ain mevatlin, you can't be mevatl one to the other. Now Zot Gemara, what's the case? The diyosim yesmol. If the goy came before Shabbos, so b'zoy, what do you mean you can't make an erev together? Lugar meyesmol. Yesterday, when the goy on Friday go and rent the reshus from the goy on Friday, memela, then you could make an erev the two Yisraelim together. Like get rid of the goy Friday. What's the case that you can't make an erev on Friday? Elo lachura the case is lav diyosim b'shabata. Our case mamish that Friday the goy wasn't.